Recreational marijuana use is thriving in 8 states and the District of Columbia, with New Jersey on its way, maybe, to being the 9th. That means legal and business interests are in full gear, including farmers and people in real estate, banking, and fashion. Yes, Attorney General Jeff Sessions seemed to throw a wrench in the momentum when he said last month that law enforcement may crack down by enforcing all federal marijuana laws. But as WNYC's Karen Rouse reports, he hasn't stopped those looking to get a foothold in what could be a billion-dollar industry in New Jersey.
On a recent night this month, I went to a Women in Cannabis gathering in Times Square. The hot topic? How to navigate the legal and regulatory hurdles involved with selling an illegal drug. Among the attendees were wannabe investors, a medical marijuana doctor, and product vendors.
So I'm Janine Moss, and I'm the CEO of Anabi, and we make luxury odor-proof accessories to carry cannabis.
Her stylish purses do double duty. They have secret pockets to hide stashes of weed, and they're made of special material to mask odors.
It contains it, it organizes it, and it looks super fashionable. So you're not sporting Bob Marley and a marijuana leaf.
Marijuana is still classified as an illegal drug under federal law. But the industry has been allowed to operate because under the Obama administration, federal prosecutors targeted only serious offenses, like selling to kids, trafficking weed across state lines, or selling it on federal land. That understanding between the feds and the states that have legalized the drug was upended last month when Attorney General Jeff Sessions issued a memo to federal prosecutors. Sessions reminded them that marijuana is illegal and instructed them to enforce the law at their own discretion. It outraged New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, who has a federal bill to legalize cannabis.
What Jeff Sessions did today is unconscionable, unacceptable, and I will fight against it. Because when I go home, I see the communities in struggle.
What the Sessions directive means for New Jersey's efforts to make cannabis legal is unclear. The Office of the U.S. Attorney in Newark said it will use discretion in handling drug cases.
The fear is really the uncertainty.
Brian Sharkey heads a cannabis task force for a law firm in Morristown, New Jersey.
It's not that people necessarily expect that all of a sudden there's going to be a lot of prosecutions.
But there is a possibility. And Attorney David Feldman wants the women at the cannabis meeting to be prepared for all the problems that go with growing, selling, or transporting an illegal drug. Things like banking.
Most federal banks won't go near the cannabis business.
In Colorado, there are stories of cannabis sellers hiding bags of cash because traditional banks won't accept deposits of drug money. They don't want to lose their federal charter. And there are other hurdles, like setting up an LLC for liability protection.
You have to say that you're forming your business for a lawful purpose. And if the purpose you're forming it for is not lawful, that may be disregarded. And you may have...
Applying for a federal trademark to protect your brand.
Well, normally you go get a trademark with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Well, guess what? Most of the time, they don't let you. If it is a cannabis-related trademark, they will reject it.
Now, or leasing a warehouse to sell or grow cannabis.
And make sure your landlord's lender doesn't have an issue. You might find yourself thrown out.
States where it's legal aren't backing away. Washington is prepared to sue if Sessions interferes. And in New Jersey, State Assemblyman Reed Gussiora says his bill to legalize marijuana is moving forward. Momentum is already too strong.
It does not seem to be slowing down the movement in other states to pass recreational marijuana. So I think that there are many investors and also legislators willing to take the chance.
Based on the billions of dollars marijuana sales have brought to other states, advocates in New Jersey say the legal hurdles are worth it. Karen Rouse, WNYC News.